Dear listeners and friends of the Citizens Assembly, hello. Thank you for being with us for this audio program. Today is May 6, 2009, and we are in communication with John Anugra from Bangalore in India. John is involved in the coordinations of the Asian Citizens Assembly. Well, John, what were the last activities in April and March 2009 within the framework of the Assembly? I think you've been working with people and organizations from Iran, haven't you?
Yes. In March, what we have been trying to do and focus is to bring dialogue and conversation among Muslim countries or Islamic countries. We have organized a meeting in Iran in March where two of us, one Indian, that's me, and a friend and colleague from Indonesia, we went together to meet our partners in Iran in March. And we stayed there for 2 weeks and we're part of the culture. We're having dialogue with some important people there who are doing work among children, among environment, among artists, and a range of artists basically who are trying to work in Iran and to see what exactly they can express as Iranians in terms of what is their input for the assembly. So this was a major step, and we met about 25 individuals and organizations in Iran who are very curious and excited about the assembly, and even the fact that it is an intergenerational and the idea of even bringing the Nobel Peace laureate from Iran, that is Shamim. So these kind of dialogue was going on when we were there in Iran. And also it led to a discussion that we could have a follow-up in Indonesia. So my colleague and my friend Ilham Isaac, who works in Indonesia, has gone back and has contacted many people. And there we have about already 15-20 contacts which are interested to participate in the assembly. So our following step to include the number one, the most populous Islamic country, that is Indonesia, is on the way right now for the Asian Assembly.
And the assembly, which will invite participants from several countries of your region, is envisaged between August and October 2010. What will be the process till this date, and what will be the intermediate stages?
What we have genuinely felt is like the idea that we have laid down in terms of timeline for the Asian Assembly is that the first 6 months, Jan to June, we will concentrate on youth-led developments, and we'll also organize local citizens' assembly. So when I say local citizens' assembly, I mean we will have dialogue between Iranians themselves who will prepare themselves for the assembly. Likewise in Indonesia and likewise in Japan, Manila, and all the other programs which will be under the banner of youth-led development initiatives. So they will, in a way, organize local assemblies and then prepare and voice their opinions, because the masses has to be heard, and we hope that in the period Jan to June, we will see all these local assemblies emerge which try to dialogue in the local languages and interact and bring those voices in the main assembly in India. We will motivate and organize local assemblies with partners that are new and also those who are already established, and try to dialogue with the five E's that we're talking about for this assembly. So they will discuss in their own local places or countries before they come for the Asian Assembly.
Okay, John. And tell me, which partnerships did you develop locally, in India especially, with institutions for the construction of the assembly?
We are going to approach the Ministry of Youth and Sports Affairs to tie up for the youth assembly that will happen. And then the main assembly we are doing in association with the Bangalore University. So Bangalore University actually falls under the Ministry of Education. So we are potentially looking at these two specific ministries which are which fall under the central government, which will be partners with us for this assembly.
You said that young people are strongly involved in the process. Can you tell me which are the other actors mobilized by the assembly? I mean, which professional spheres, other professional spheres, are working with you as well in the process?
Well, we have a program initiator, Meeting Rivers, Mr. Siddhartha, who is part of the Religions and World Governance program as well. So he will be bringing the component of religions and spirituality in the assembly dialogue. And besides that, we have people from corporate. We have in the team somebody who is working with UN affiliated organizations, somebody who is a professor at United Nations University, and so it's academic, social activist, and corporate people and religious leaders and things like that.
Can you tell us which are the topics you will work with? The last we talk, you explained to us the idea of the five E's, which are ethics, equity, economy, education, and ecology. How do you think you will build the roots to set the themes on which you will work?
I think the challenge for us is to see that what exactly we will address in terms of achieving peace and sustainability in Asia. And what we have done is we are just proposing that these five E's are one of the essential elements to work towards peace and sustainable development. And we're not eliminating the fact that the other aspects that local communities feel are important. So it will be an inclusive process, but these five are basically the guidelines, and we hope that this will multiply, but will remain the main foundation for our dialogue. What we will do is we will share with them the proposal that we have in terms of what this five E's is about, and we will leave it to them to decide that how they want to work in what framework, because in a country equity might not be the issue that they want to discuss. For another country it would be economy, or another country it would be ethics. So we would leave it to them to decide, but we will encourage them to take into discussion these five E's, but also go beyond in terms of what they want. Some people might think that human rights is important, or some might think that HIV/AIDS is important to discuss. So this will be pretty flexible, and as I said, this E's are only foundation and pillars for our dialogue. I think what we have done since August 2007 is that we already talked about this idea, and we had launched the Asian Environment Alliance, and this year in China we are discussing of launching the Asian Citizens Alliance, and all these local assemblies and the synergy of the assembly itself will give rise to different proposals and actions which will be part of the Asian Citizens Alliance that we have proposed. And we're not saying that this is going to be a new alliance in itself, because the alliance for a plural, responsible and united world that was started by the FPH, we are only trying to make an attempt to rejuvenate that with an intergenerational focus beyond 2010 after the assembly.
And what is your next stage now? I suppose you are preparing the forum in China?
As of now, the next step is we are preparing for the Asian Forum in China, and then we will meet our partners and discuss further in terms of any redirection or rethinking needed for the assembly process. Beijing will be the place where the main conference will happen, but we will also visit some rural and town areas outside of Beijing. Maybe also visit Shanghai or something like that. I think there would be 25 Asians, about 25 to 30 Asians who will go there, and then there will be Chinese participants itself, and the Chinese participants would vary from about, you know, 50 to 150, and whoever comes and joins in the different processes during the 14 days of this forum. What we're doing is we have committees both in China and India to select these participants, and we look at the different thematics that we have for the forum each year. So depending on this year's thematics, we will choose people who are in that particular field, and also look at people who will contribute for the assembly, so they are in line with whatever we are doing. The university Peking, the Center for Cross Culture Studies at Peking University, is our main partner who's helping us to organize this, and they have put together a comprehensive 14-day plan which is yet to be finalized, but the draft is ready and it looks excellent as of now how it stands.
John, thank you very much. Let's keep in touch to follow every step and evolution of the Citizens Assembly process in Asia. This program is finished, so see you next time. Bye bye.